Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Psalms 136, verse 1. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. We give thanks unto the Lord God because of his goodness and because of his mercy. The 17th chapter of Luke, verses 11 through 18, records an episode in the life of Jesus when he showed mercy to individuals who were diseased with leprosy. In verse 13, these 10 individuals lifted up their voice unto Jesus and said, "Master, have mercy on us." Jesus instructed them to go and show themselves unto the priest. And the scripture says at verse 14, "It came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God." They had requested the mercy of Christ. They had received the mercy in that they were healed of their leprosy. But only one of them gave thanks unto the Lord for the kindness that he had shown unto them, for the mercy that had been rendered unto them. God is good. God is merciful. We should give thanks. The scripture records the giving of thanks on many occasions by the Apostle Paul. He was thankful for many, many blessings that he had received from God. He was mindful of the mercy that had been shown to him by God. He was mindful of the goodness that God had put forth in his life. And he gave thanks. Romans 1 and verse 8, the Apostle Paul gave thanks for the church. He said, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world." The Apostle Paul was thankful for the church at Rome and for the faith that this church possessed. We as the church must have faith in God. We must give thanks that we have been permitted by God through His mercy and goodness to be His church. We should be filled with faith as His church. The Apostle Paul was thankful for his deliverance from sin. In Romans 7, 24-25, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" The body of death from which Paul sought deliverance was sin. Sin brings death. Romans 6:23, "The wages of sin is death." James 1:13-15, "Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." Paul wanted deliverance from this body of death. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Jesus Christ we are delivered from the body of death which is produced by sin. Through the mercy of God and the goodness of God, we can be released from the death of sin. We can be forgiven and restored to the favor of God. Paul was thankful that he was no longer the servant of sin. Romans 6:17-18. "But God be thanked, that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." The church in Rome had been delivered from sin. They had been the servants of sin. But they had obeyed the doctrine that had been delivered unto them by the Apostle Paul and others. They had listened to the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ and had obeyed that gospel and had been made free from sin so that they could become the servants of righteousness. God be thanked that He has delivered unto us a message that is so powerful that it can remove us from sin and deliver us into the grace and the favor and love of God. The Apostle Paul was thankful for the grace of God. 1 Corinthians 1:4-8, "I thank my God always on your behalf, for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance, in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the judgment of the Lord Jesus Christ, the church at Corinth would be blameless because of the grace of God that had been given unto them through Jesus Christ. Because of the grace of God, we are not under the penalty of sin. We can be forgiven of sin and removed from the servitude of sin. God is gracious to humanity in that he shows him his favor. We do not deserve God's grace, but we have received God's grace because God is good and God is merciful. Let us thank him for the grace that makes us blameless in the sight of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby we can look for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and wait for that coming. The apostle was thankful for the remembrance of faithfulness. The church at Philippi was a faithful church. They had heard the command of God. They walked in the command of God. They listened, and they were obedient to what God required of them. They walked in his divine will. Philippians 1:3-5, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. From the first day that they had heard the gospel of Christ and had come into covenant relationship with God through their obedience to the gospel, they had been in fellowship with God even until now. They had continued to walk in the way of God. They remembered the doctrine of God in their daily life. Each day we should remember the doctrine of God. We should meditate upon his gospel, upon his truth, and we should strive to walk therein. We thank God that we can be a faithful people unto God. Paul was thankful for the reception of the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the Word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the Word of men, but as it is in truth the Word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. The church at Thessalonica had received the Word of God. They were the church because of their reception of the Word of God. When we receive the Word of God, having heard the Word of God, we become the church. When we obey what God instructs us to do, and we walk in that way, then we become his church. Paul was thankful for a growing faith. The church at Thessalonica was growing in their faith. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. We are to grow in faith. We are to feed our faith through our reading and study of the Word of God. This is the spiritual food that nourishes our faith, that causes our faith to grow and increase. We need to have a greater faith in God because we live in a world of trouble. We live in a time of distress. Sin abounds and seems to increase day by day. The evil about us is so prominent. We need to have a strong faith so that we can endure and so that we can overcome. We must have a growing faith, but faith must be fed, faith must be nourished, and faith must be cherished. Paul was thankful that he had been enabled to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 1:12, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Paul had been a blasphemer of God. He had imprisoned the people of God and had trampled underfoot the word of God. But Paul was converted. Paul had come to know Christ Jesus through the gospel of Christ. And Christ had entrusted him with the gospel of Christ. He had enabled him to preach the gospel of Christ. I have always been thankful that God has enabled me with a certain amount of ability to preach His word, His truth, His gospel, because the souls of humanity need the gospel. Every person needs to hear the gospel and treasure the gospel so that they might be saved from their sin. Paul was thankful for the remembrance of Timothy. Timothy was a co-worker of Paul. Paul had come to know Timothy. Timothy, as a young man, had followed Paul, worked with him. And Paul had grown in his faith, and he had grown faithful. Paul could trust Timothy with the work that he desired for him to do for the church. 2 Timothy 1:3-4, I thank God, whom I serve for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Paul was thankful for the triumph that we have through Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14, Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Through Christ we can be victorious. We can defeat our enemy Satan. We can defeat the trials and the woes of life that come into our path. We can be victorious in Jesus Christ. Paul was thankful for the victory over death. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the desire to conquer death. We want to overcome in that dark hour. We want to experience the resurrection of the body through the grace and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. He secured our pardon upon the cross of Calvary and provided for us the hope of the resurrection, the assurance of our conquest over death. We need to be thankful unto God because of His goodness and because of His mercy. We should possess a heart of thanksgiving. We should never be like those 9 lepers who asked for the mercy of God and, having received it, did not bother to return and give God thanks for the blessing that had been bestowed upon them. As we think about our blessings in this life, as we meditate upon the many ways in which God has blessed us, we need to be thankful. We need to have a heart of thanksgiving. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, we give God thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God's will is that we be thankful. He desires us to be filled with gratitude. He is willing to be good and merciful unto us. He bestows upon us both spiritual blessings and physical blessings. And our hearts must be a heart of gratitude and give thanks unto Him. Colossians 2:7, rooted and built up in Him, established in the truth as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. We are to abound in thanksgiving. Every day, every hour, we should be thankful unto God for the blessings that have been showered upon us. Indeed, we see in those blessings His goodness and His mercy. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Having received the peace of God in our heart, having been called into the one body of Jesus Christ, the church, let us be thankful. Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. When we pray unto God, let us pray with thanksgiving. Let us say thank you, Lord, for all that you have given, for all that you have done. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. The God of heaven is good. The God of heaven is merciful. Let us give thanks. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.